Meteorologists predict that extra hot summers will become more frequent and more extreme. The bad news, and there's nothing but bad news, is that the political party conventions are scheduled for some inscrutable reason at the height of summer, when the delegates are already inflamed by their respective political ideologies. The Republican convention last week in Milwaukee, and the Democratic convention in Chicago next month, when it may be hotter still. We don't want them to be hot. We want them to be cool, but not the icy, inhuman cool of air conditioning, which gives the illusion that we're above nature, and so leads to many other dangerous delusions. There is such a thing as a political thermometer. Just watch the television news. You'll see plenty of political action all around the world. Most of it consists of young men rioting, setting fire to things, waving machetes, looting stores, firing guns in the air, and generally behaving badly. The scene is so familiar that we tend to glaze over. Where is this particular riot happening? Who can tell? Who cares? All we can say for sure is that the participants are almost never wearing overcoats or fur hats or snow boots. They're very casually dressed as for the beach, and this is because they are warm, usually in the subtropic or tropic zones, somewhere between latitudes 20 north and 20 south. Name a genuine, fully functioning democracy anywhere in the tropical zone. Compare a map of average temperatures with a political voting map. Climate seems to be destiny, if not fate. There have been important exceptions, Russia in the 1920s and Germany in the 1930s, both of which fell into dictatorship without any help from the weather. Even so, in more moderate latitudes, a period of warm weather can spell trouble. The Paris police, for example, won't go into certain suburban areas on hot days. When the usual freezing drizzle returns, behaviour improves. 19th-century social philosophers took it for granted that climate created culture. They knew and cared nothing about political correctness, so they referred to the warm-blooded races of the tropics. Now we understand that blood and race have nothing to do with it. It's warm weather that causes the trouble. Hot weather cultures are different from cold weather cultures, politically speaking, and it seems obvious why. Heat makes people irritable, combative, and uncomfortable in their skin. Nobody can think clearly when they're hot, and they forget about the uncertainty principle and easily succumb to extreme and utopian thinking. Cool weather, by contrast, reminds us how fragile and uncertain our lives are. It promotes a rational reflection and useful activity. Few people can sustain extreme political faith, let alone enthusiasm, through a New England winter. What we have to worry about is this. As Southern-style weather moves further north, Southern-style politics may move with it. This is David Boucher.